This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Some Lee County employees will be working under new contracts that did not receive unanimous support from the county board. The one-year deals take effect July 1st. They cover employees in the Secondary Roads Department and workers in the administrative unit. The contracts include 1.5% wage hikes, and they include previously negotiated provisions regarding seniority, overtime, holidays, vacations, and health and safety. A new state law allows the county to remove those provisions and place them in an employee handbook, but County Board Chairman Don Hunold says it made sense to keep them in the contract.
We're not going to change those things, so that wasn't bothersome to us at all. We thought that was fair, and that's kind of how we did her.
One provision was removed. It deals with the employee grievance process. That led Supervisor Gary Folio to vote against the new deals. He says the grievance process should be in the contract, not an employee handbook.
The board can review those every 6 months or whatever, and they can change language in them anytime they want to.
Folio says he's worried the county could be sued over the change. Folio was joined by Matt Flugin voting against the contracts, but the other three supervisors voted to approve them. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.